Unit 4, Lesson 13. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. The sun lay hidden behind the clouds. 2. We joined the army and fought in the war. 3. They spent a great deal of time on the project. 4. She is good at writing music for the violin. 5. The scientist was so tired that she fell asleep at her desk. 6. When will Rose Square be completed?
Exercise 2. Listen to the sentences and answer the questions.
1. Before 10 a.m., they had been to the music hall. 2. She had learned to play the guitar before she was 12. 3. By the time the scientist was 25, he had lived in several countries. 4. They had visited Beijing before, but not Shanghai. 5. She hadn't completed her project before school. 6. He had hidden the violin before he went to sleep.
Exercise 3. Listen to Annie's talk about Mozart and answer the questions.
Mozart was a famous composer. He was one of the greatest composers in the history of music. He was born in Salzburg, Austria, on the 27th of January, 1756. He was the son of a musician, and he had one sister, 4 years older than him. Mozart and his sister were both very musical children. Mozart began to play the piano when he was 3. He liked music so much that his father never had to tell him to practice. By the time he was 5, he had already written some little pieces of music. By the time he was 10 years old, he and his sister had travelled all over Europe with their father, playing music. They played for kings and queens and other important people. Mozart died in Vienna on the 5th of September, 1791. He was only 35. He had been ill for several months before he died, and he was very poor. Although he had written a great deal of music before he died, he had never received much money for it.
Lesson 14, Exercise 1. What had they done? Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. I had already returned the books when Ben asked to borrow them. 2. As a child, Janet had always loved to read. 3. Susie's mother had been an English teacher before she went to work in my mother's office. 4. It was possible that the reporter had just left the newspaper office. 5. After the students had made a snowman, they took a photo of it. 6. They had sold the house before they left, but not the bicycles.
Exercise 2. Listen to 8 sentences and say if the sentences below are true or false.
1. She was standing at the bus stop outside the department store. 2. My arm has been sore for a few days. 3. We are returning from Beijing soon. 4. By the time my grandmother got up, we had eaten breakfast. 5. I returned the books. I had read them. 6. They were seen in the park. 7. My uncle no longer manages a bank. 8. He wasn't told to come.
Exercise 3. Listen to the story of a little boy in prison and put the pictures in the correct order.
Many people know the story of Marie Antoinette, a queen of France. When she heard that the people of France didn't have enough bread to eat, she said, "Then let them eat cake." In 1792, Marie Antoinette and her husband, the king, were sent to prison. Marie's son, Charles Louis, was taken away from her and put in another prison. When the king died, some people wanted Charles Louis to become the king of France, but they couldn't find him. Why not? What had happened to the boy? Some people said that he had died in prison. Others said that he had gone to live in another country. Many people tried to prove that they were Charles Louis, but none of them were. No one really knew what had happened to the little boy until recently, when a scientist found the heart of a young boy in an old French prison. The heart was tested, and the test proved that Charles Louis had died in prison. Now we no longer have to guess what happened to the poor little boy.
Lesson 15, Exercise 1. Listen to the conversations and choose the best answers.
1.
When did you join the photography club?
2 years ago, when I was 12. How about you?
I joined at the beginning of this year. However, I've had a camera for 4 years.
2.
I'd had a bath and gone to bed by 10:30 last night.
Lucky you. It was nearly 1:30 before I'd done all my homework.
No wonder you look tired. I finished mine before dinner.
3.
Why were you late?
Well, I knew that the first and second bells had rung, but we decided to wait for the third.
What third bell?
Oh, is there no longer a third bell?
4.
Have you been anywhere interesting recently, Kate?
Well, we had a 7-day holiday in May, and I went to Thailand with my friends.
Hadn't you been there before?
Yes, once before, a few years ago. But it's such a beautiful country. I'd always wanted to go back, and now I have.
5.
When did you buy these pictures?
Well, I bought these two small ones before I bought that big one.
What about the big red one?
Oh, I bought that before any of the others.
Exercise 2. Listen to the story and say if the sentences are true or false.
Xiaoming usually arrives at school before us, but today he didn't. We waited for him in the playground until it was time for class, but he still hadn't come. When Miss Liu came, we asked her if she knew why Xiaoming wasn't at school today. She said his father had rung and told her that Xiaoming was in hospital, but he hadn't told her why. After school, we went to the hospital to see Xiaoming. He told us what had happened to him. It had been a very hot night last night, so Xiaoming and his parents had gone to sit in the garden after supper. Xiaoming had taken his radio with him. There was going to be an interesting story on that night, and he wanted to listen to it. While he was waiting for it to start, he saw a snake moving through the flowers. He jumped up and quickly caught the snake. His parents were afraid. His father asked him to let the snake go at once. However, before he could do that, another snake came up and bit him on the foot. Xiao Ming felt a sharp pain. Xiao Ming's parents didn't think that there was anything wrong with Xiao Ming. It hadn't been a dangerous kind of snake. However, they thought that they'd better take him to the hospital to see a doctor. The doctor told Xiao Ming not to worry. He said that after a day or two of rest, Xiao Ming would be fine again.
Exercise 3. Repeat the sounds and words after the tape and choose the words you hear.
1.
B.
Pig. Ben. Bought. Pat. 2.
D. T.
Dale. Doll. Tide. Tent. 3.
G. K.
Guilt. Cane. Guard. Cot. 4.
Mm.
Fan. Vein. Vial. Foil. 5.
Mm. Mm.
Map. Note. Might. News. 6.
L. R.
Law. Lid. Read. Road.
Lesson 16. Exercise 1. Listen to the sentences and fill in the missing words.
1. The scientist had returned home by midnight. 2. We couldn't find the cat because it had hidden itself under the bed. 3. The painter had sold several pictures. 4. Is it possible for us to pay the bill later? 5. He was so poor that he had to sell his violin.
Exercise 3. Listen to the questions and the conversations. Choose the correct answers to the questions you hear.
1. What kind of music does Jack like best?
What's your favorite hobby, Jack?
Listening to music.
Me too. What kind of music do you like best?
Well, when I was younger, I liked both the piano and the violin very much. However, I think I like music for the piano better now. I also like listening to songs, but not as much as listening to music.
2. When did Linda stop writing a diary?
Do you keep a diary, Linda?
I used to.
When did you stop?
I'm not sure, but it was quite a long time ago. I remember I'd stopped by the time I went to France. I was almost 12 then.
3. Had Ben read the true story of Ah Kyu before he came to China?
What are you reading, Ben?
I'm reading The True Story of Ah Kyu.
Oh, yes. I know that book. It was written by Lu Xun. I'd never heard of him before we came to China. Had you, Ben?
No, but I know quite a lot about him now.
Exercise 4. Listen to the passage about George Frederick Handel and choose the correct answers to the questions below.
Have you ever heard of George Frederick Handel? He was born in Germany on the 23rd of February, 1685. As a child, Handel loved playing the piano. His father, a doctor, knew Handel was very musical. But he didn't want Handel to become a musician. He believed that most musicians were too poor to pay their bills. He wanted his son to have enough money to live happily. One night, when Handel was practicing again, his father stopped him and said, "You must stop playing the piano. I want you to give up music. Don't let me hear you playing the piano again." Handel told his father that he loved music and didn't want to do anything else, but his father didn't listen. From then on, Handel had to practice at night after his father had gone out or gone to bed. When Handel was 8, a friend of his father's heard him playing. This friend asked Handel's father to let Handel study music. Handel's father wasn't happy, but he agreed. Handel began to study with a very good teacher. This teacher taught him to play the piano and helped him to write his own music. By the time he was 11, Handel had become famous. Handel died on the 12th of April, 1759, in England.